Going Zero by Anthony McCartan, read by Marin Ireland. For Jennifer Joel, a great editor. And as ever, for Eva. Phase 1. 7 days before Go Zero. Boston, Massachusetts. The full-length mirror in the lobby, there to lend a sense of light and space to the cramped entrance hall, is spotted with age, the corrosive grime picking at the silvering like a scab. Still, it works well enough for the rent-controlled residents, teachers, low-level civil servants, the owner of a bakery, and half a dozen retirees just grateful that the elevator works most of the time. They can pause and check themselves before going out, take one final glance to make sure skirt hems aren't snagged in stockings, flies are done up, chins bear no toothpaste, hair isn't hysterical, toilet paper isn't clinging to shoes before they stumble into the street to be judged by their fellow citizens. It's useful for the end of the day, too. As the residents shake off the chill of the windy streets, loosen their coats, and empty their mailboxes, it's the old mirror that will give them a first look at the damage the day has done. The woman who has just come in glances at it reflexively. Here's what the mirror shows. Mid-30s, black hair in a bob, big glasses that became fashionable again last year, long, wide-fit trousers with sneakers, and, under her good late-spring last-season coat, a stiffly ironed black blouse with a swirling floral print. She looks a lot like what she is, a librarian or someone's idea of the same. Bookish in her buttoned-upness, but independent-minded in the details. A huge pendant necklace, jangly earrings, a signet on her pinky. Could be on her way to a church bake sale or to a #resist event, impossible to say. She unlocks her mailbox, pulls out a handful of envelopes, presses the little door closed until she hears the snap of the latch, which is when she sees that the mailbox label is slightly askew, so she squares it. K. Day, Apartment 10. The K is important. Not the full Caitlin, just that single initial to identify her. Call it Single Woman Trick 273. Comes right after walking home with your keys, weaponized, in your hand. Write Caitlin Day on the mailbox or directory and you're asking for trouble. Every passing creep now knows there's a single woman in the building and could start hanging around just to see if she needs saving, mocking, following, fucking, killing. She sorts the mail over the recycling bin. Junk, 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 bill, junk, bill. And then, oh my God, it's here. It's actually here. The envelope has Department of Homeland Security printed on it. There's even a frigging seal on the back. She thought that kind of thing went out with the Tudors. Inside, however, shitty government-grade paper where she had expected wedding invite quality. Still, an invitation nonetheless. Going Zero Beta Test, it reads across the top of the single sheet. That part is bold and underlined. Dear Ms. Day, congratulations. You have been selected as one of 10 participants in the Going Zero beta test of the Fusion Initiative, a world share partnership with the U.S. government. Per instructions, the Going Zero beta test will begin at 12 noon on May 1st. At that time, you and 9 other randomly selected participants will receive a message at the number on your application telling you to go zero. At 2 o'clock p.m. the same day, your name, photo, and address will be provided to the Joint Task Force of the Fusion Initiative at Fusion Central in Washington, D.C. While this test is in operation, you are at liberty to take whatever steps you feel necessary, consistent with the laws of the United States, to avoid being detained by the capture team dispatched by Fusion Central to find you. Any participants of the Going Zero beta test who are still at liberty at 12 noon on May 31st will receive a tax-free award of $3 million U.S. dollars. We thank you for your patriotic efforts and for playing an important part in making your country safer. Special notice. Upon penalty of disqualification, you are not permitted to declare, announce, or claim to be a participant.